you're on Solidarity Breakfast with Annie and Tobiah, and we're going to go to the student strike for Palestine. Anila, our co-host, who's a bit unwell, but she did stellar work. She went to the student strike for Palestine on Wednesday, and this is her report.
So who am I here with?
Hi, you're with Goya.
Phoebe.
Mishire.
And where did you guys come from and how old are you?
So I'm 19 years old, I come from Bali and I'm a student of Monash University.
I'm a Monash student as well, I'm from Melbourne and I'm 19.
I'm a Bangladeshi exchange student from Malaysia, I'm 20 years old.
So why did you guys leave class today?
To protest for Palestine, to free Palestine, so the world knows that Palestine needs to be free, it's their right.
Because the genocide that is happening in the Gaza Strip is unacceptable and it shouldn't continue.
Well, because, you know, striking for human rights is a lot important than attending these classes. There are people that are dying in the hundreds, innocent children, innocent mothers, innocent fathers, brothers, sisters, who are dying as we speak right now. So as someone that is privileged to be studying in Monash University, I believe it is our responsibility to represent human rights for the people of Palestine and of the people of the world.
I'm Annika. I'm a student at RMIT. I'm in the Socialist Club and in RMIT Students for Palestine. I came to the strike today because RMIT has a bunch of different weapons ties with companies like BAE and Boeing and Lockheed Martin who are contributing to the genocide in Gaza right now, as well as RMIT has a partnership with the US Department of Defense. I just think it's totally abysmal that our universities have ties to the US government and to these weapons companies that are slaughtering people all over the Middle East. And I just think that we have to come out and protest against it.
I'm Kit from Melbourne Girls College and I'm 17.
I'm Redessa from Hunting Tower School. I'm also 17.
So why did you guys leave class today?
I think this issue is really important because I don't see why we should ignore the education of so many people that's being prevented and blocked by a madman's war. And just, we need to think beyond ourselves.
I think it's just like insane how absolutely inhumane and depraved our world is becoming. And I think that's obviously like a massive result of capitalism. And I think, you know, the Palestine issue is so emblematic of that. And, you know, Israel's power is essentially like this like beacon of Western imperialism in the Middle East. And it just really shows that like our entire world system is not willing to forego that, even, you know, for the lives of like over 100,000 people, and obviously extending to like Lebanon and, you know, all of these countries in the Middle East, which are now just being absolutely ravaged by this like imperialist war machine. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And I think, how can we not stand up against this?
I'm a 15-year-old from Footscray High School.
And why did you leave class today?
Because I wanted to support Palestine in the war, because what's happening is not right. And they're using lots of bad things, and it's just not a good thing to be happening on people. Yeah.
That was great. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Free Palestine.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So I'm here with
Nick, Rahul.
And where are you guys from?
From Monash.
Yeah, we're both actually from Monash, coincidentally, yeah.
I'm from Monash too. So why did you guys leave class today?
Well, I think particularly with the latest round of bombing on Iran, it shows that the US and Israeli war on the Middle East is not going to be confined just to Gaza. So I just think it's urgent to try to build an anti-war movement that can put a stop to our government's support of that.
Yeah, as you see, we're letting war criminals into our country and we're not really taking a stand against it. So it's clear that the Australian government themselves are not going to stand. So I think it's our job as the citizens to hold democracy accountable and to actually step forward and call out this inane genocide for what it is.
How do you feel about the Australian government announcing that Australian troops have been deployed in Iran today?
It's absolutely outrageous. Like, Albanese takes every effort to try to do everything he can to support this war effort. First, cheering it on, like being one of the first world leaders to announce his support for the bombing of Iran. But yeah, now contributing troops in submarines and aircraft to it. I think we should have absolutely no part to play in this. More than that, we should close down institutions like Pine Gap so that we're not contributing intelligence to help the long-range bombing of Iran and mostly citizens, hospitals, schools, etc.
Yeah, there's both two sides to it. First of all, we should not be participating in a genocide whatsoever. We should not be participating through ignorance and through lack of action either. So not only should we not be contributing to the death of millions of people in the Middle East. We also should not be contributing the death of Australians who should not be fighting in a war at all whatsoever.
Thanks very much. So who am I here with today?
Dejara Curry.
How old are you?
I'm 14 from Preston High.
I'm Badali Curry. I'm Dejara's brother and I'm also 14 from Preston High.
Hi, my name's Ahmed Maliki bin Ahmed Munawa and I'm 14 and I'm from Preston High.
So why did you guys come out today?
Well, I was looking around on Instagram and stuff and I also saw a bunch of flyers about it and I definitely feel like it's something I'd want to be involved in.
Yeah, my brother introduced the idea to me and because I can't really do anything myself individually, but coming along to show support, it's just one person not doing it isn't much, but when a lot of people come, it's our combined efforts that really makes a difference.
Because first of all, I'm Muslim and obviously Palestinians are Muslim too, so it kind of unites us all, and I really sympathize with Palestine as they're going through a really bad time for a really long time.
That was great, guys. Thank you so much.
Great to see so many people out here today. Today's the ABC interviewed a human rights expert. And that human rights expert said, according to all legal definitions, Australia is now at war.
Shame.
Shame. America and Israel have launched an all-out assault on the Middle East. This is a new Iraq.
Shame!
10,000 civilian sites across Iran have been bombed. Schools, homes, hospitals, shame!
Shame!
Israel has again invaded Lebanon. Over 500,000 people have been forced to evacuate. That is over 10% of their entire population.
Shame.
Meanwhile, we know that the Gaza genocide continues. Israel is occupying over 50% of the Gaza Strip. They have annexed the West Bank. Shame!
Shame.
These are not far away wars. As I said just before, our government has now, they are at war.
Shame.
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 If people don't know, it's not just rhetorical support being given by our government. It's also the fact that we host a US spy base called Pine Gap.
Shame.
This spy base gives America and Israel every bit of intelligence it needs to bomb civilian targets, to assassinate leaders. Shame!
Shame!
As students, we have a responsibility to stand against the war and the terror that not just Israel, not just America, but also our government is actively facilitating. So that's why we're out here today! We demand that the Gaza genocide stop immediately, that the occupation of the West Bank cease immediately, but that the war and the terror that Israel, America, and our government are raining on the Middle East stop immediately.
Yeah.
We also demand that our government end all military ties with America, close down Pine Gap, expel all U.S. soldiers, end all military complicity. And of course, always and forever, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
College and a national co-convener of high school students for Palestine.
Woo!
I want to continue with what Bella said. It's clear what side our government is on. Those who commit genocide run our world, while those who fight back are attacked. So So first I wanted to say good on everyone for getting out here today. Woo! Our movement is being slandered, but we know we won't be cowed. It is incredible to see so many people standing here and continuing to fight for a free Palestine and for an end on the war on Iran. The first speaker I want to introduce is Sam Lincoln, a Students for Palestine activist and socialist at Monash University, who was involved with organizing the student encampments and the student strikes, just like the ones we're having here today. Welcome, Sam. One, we are the students. Two, we won't be silent. Three, stop the bombing now, 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 now. One.
We are the students.
Two.
We won't be silent.
Three.
Stop the bombing now, 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 now.
We are the students of the Palestine movement. We're the people that are supposed to be inheriting this world, and look at what they're handing us. They're handing us a world of rubble, of war, of genocide. Shame.
Shame.
The US and Israel together are slaughtering the people of Iran, of Lebanon, and of Palestine. Why? So that they can make their fat pockets even heavier. Shame!
Shame!
The people at the top, the total sickos that run this system, they're not even pretending anymore that they care about peace and equality. More and more, they're ruling with brutal honesty and brutal honesty of how they run this system. This is mask off capitalism. Shame.
Shame.
And today, Iran has become the trademark of their wars. The billionaires who wake up and say, fuck you, I will bomb and terrorize whoever I want if it means they get to expand their empire and secure more profits. Shame.
Shame.
Unlike the Donald Trumps and Anthony Albanese's of the world, ordinary people, students, workers, everyone at this rally here today look at these attacks and think that they're psychotic. I think this shows that we deserve to run this world way more than our so-called leaders do. The destruction in Gaza is the blueprint of this new violent world order. For 2.5 years, we've watched children starve, we've watched entire cities be flattened to the ground, and entire families be wiped from existence. Shame!
Shame!
And every so-called international institution, every so-called democratic government has let it happen. Shame!
Shame!
As students, we have to ask, what role does my university play in all of this? All across the country, they've tried to expel Palestine activists, they've harassed us and teared down our encampment. Shame.
Shame.
They say we threaten social safety while they sign deals with Boeing and Lockheed Martin. Shame.
Shame.
Why is it that universities who market themselves as places of enlightenment and change oppose students who oppose mass murder? I think it's because they have a stake in the terror. Shame.
Shame.
Take the AUKUS nuclear submarine pact, a multi-billion dollar pact to turn the Indo-Pacific into a powder keg. But to our universities, AUKUS is an opportunity to grab up weapons contracts. Shame.
Shame.
There is money to make in a world that needs engineers to refine the weapons and the missiles that are tested on Palestinians. Shame.
Shame.
The administration represses us because our voices threaten their bottom line. Shame.
Shame.
If you hate seeing power and profits come before human life, you have to get angry and you have to get organized. Individuals can't stop the missiles, but a movement of students, a movement of workers can grind this system to a halt. Be an anti-capitalist, be difficult, be a pain to your high schools and your universities, and demand with us an end
to the genocide, an end to every single weapons contracts on our university, an end to the AUKUS deal. Because we will not just stand by and let US hegemony and imperialism go on unchallenged. The billionaire monsters at the top of this system like to think that this world is their oyster, but it belongs to us. They can only get away with this absolute barbarity as long as we let them. One, we are the students. Two, we won't be silent. Three, stop the bombing now, now.